How do you stay informed about what's happening in the accounting world? Not so much the news and the day-to-day, but the trends, the patterns, the drivers of change. What if you had an advisory board of experts to help you gauge what the world is thinking about vital trends and patterns in the accounting world, about what's working and what isn't? You could put some prompts into ChatGPT and get an idea, but what if you could go to the real people themselves who are on the front line working with and in accounting firms? I'm talking about real people, real opinions, real insights. I'm Rob Brown. And for this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people in the know from tons of different countries, roles, viewpoints, all to keep you ahead of what the world is thinking in accounting, finance, and tech. And I've asked them all the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. That's over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints from professionals with a say in this game. And in this show, coming out every working day for the next few weeks, you're going to hear every single answer. Each episode will focus on one of the five questions and give you answers from five of our experts. So let's deep dive into today's episode. Today, we're soliciting the views of our experts on how good accountants are at giving proactive advice to their business clients. It unpacks the whole compliance versus advisory debate and what being proactive really means. What's fascinating is the variety of answers. Let's hear from our experts now about whether business owners are any closer to receiving proactive advice from accountants. Let's take a few moments now with Jessica Freiberg, managing partner of leading Chicago accounting firm Sassetti LLC, who brings a wealth of expertise and leadership in driving the firm's success and client satisfaction.
I think the answer to this is twofold. I think that there's a lot of technology companies out there that are developing solutions to allow us to be more proactive, to have real-time data on the, you know, financial side of our clients that we can really approach them and have those thoughtful conversations and maybe, you know, look at, you know, forecasting and things of that nature. I think the challenge comes more along the capacity side and having the bandwidth and the resources to really apply those technologies and the resources to implement those technologies across the board to provide that level of service and proactive advice to our clients. I think we have to get there sooner rather than later because the demand is there and that's what clients are asking us for. Those additional services, really understanding their businesses and helping them get to that next level of growth and strategy. So I think we have to put the pieces in place and the technology in place to be able to provide that level of service to our clients. My fear for firms that don't implement this is that we're going to have other consultants coming into the space that are going to provide these services and ultimately eliminate that opportunity for us.
Join me now as we listen to Jim Bourque, the force of nature that is the partner at Witham and global advisor liaison at HLB International, a pioneer in leveraging technology to enhance global advisory services and firm efficiency.
So are they any closer to receiving proactive advice? I would say absolutely yes. Why? Because think about the advancement of technology in our profession. Right, I'm a tech guy. Everything I say is going to be about technology. Accountants historically, since day one, have lived in yesterday's world. What do we do primarily in firms around the globe? We do compliance-based financial statements, audits, whatever you want to call it, whatever country you're in, and you do compliance-based tax returns. What are you always doing? You're simply telling the government how the company did yesterday. You're telling bankers, lenders, shareholders how the company did yesterday. Well, what good is that to our clients? How can we help them to better run their businesses? You know, technology is quickly changing that, right? You think about this. Think about it's all about data. AI, Microsoft's release, a Copilot, right? I mean, this is going to drive total change in our profession if it's used the right way. Understanding those stories that are embedded in the data that our clients have that, quite frankly, were there before that we never saw because we're up here and we're looking yesterday. So I do believe that technological change helps in that way. It's going to help to automate all of those compliance services. Right? It's going to help us do audits quicker. It's going to help us automate the tax preparation process, technically freeing up hours and time in our schedule. What are we going to do with that? What do we have to do with that? Help our clients proactively run their businesses by giving them real-time advice on real-time data. So firms that don't embrace data, firms that don't embrace data analytics, firms that don't embrace the current technologies, AI and stuff like that, they will absolutely become outdated so quickly because the firms that do embrace it will outpace them and they're going to win market share. Because look, if I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business owner, I want to deal with a firm that's going to help me to be more profitable in the future. That's going to help give me knowledge that I have, but I just don't understand it, right? I need a professional that's on their game that understands how to interpret what's going on in my data to help me run my business more profitably in the future.
Let's engage now with the thinking of Jody Grundon, partner and virtual CFO practice leader at Andes CPA and Advisors, who's redefining the role of CFO services with a strategic technology-driven approach for growing businesses.
Oh, I think it's right there. If not there, we've been providing proactive advice for just about 20 years, and it was an anomaly back then. And it was like, you can't do it. That was the biggest thing that we heard from the accounting field. Hey, you can't provide advice. It's like, well, that's what people are looking for. That's what business owners are looking for. So proactive advice is right there, and it should be, every business owner should be able to get it if they really want it. Firms that don't embrace the advisory, or they stick with compliance, they're going to really fall behind. They're going to fall behind to where growth won't be as big as it used to be. Profits won't be as big as they used to be. And they're going to really miss out on a great opportunity that we have right now with the shift from compliance to advisory. Those that take the horn and really focus on advisory, those are the ones that are going to really succeed.
Lending their voice to the debate now is influencer and heavyweight in the accounting world, Joe Woodard, CEO of Woodard and host of Scaling New Heights Conference, dedicated to empowering accounting professionals with education, innovation, and community.
That's a loaded question. Okay. Closer, yes, only because the entire of the industries feel the urgency from the first answer to my answer to the first question. And that means that they are trying to rush into Noah's Ark because they felt the first drops of rain. The question is, how fast is the industry going to get there? And how fast are they going to learn how to sell an entirely different product? And it won't be fast. So I think what will happen faster is artificial intelligence will begin playing the role before the accountants can catch up. And I think that the accountants are going to catch up largely in a response to the fact that they see the displacement. That's self-protection. But in a more noble sense of their nature and profession, they're going to step in to protect their clients from hurting themselves. I mean, I can go down to the home repair store. I can buy all kinds of things, chainsaws, saber saws. I don't have any business buying those things. I'll hurt myself, right? So when they start seeing that just because something can be bought doesn't mean that they should be using it, I think they'll step into the benefit of their client faster. So we're still looking at years, not months.
And now a few insightful words from John Fenton, the CEO of Sensei, empowering accounting professionals to amplify their leadership skills and drive significant impact within their organizations and the accounting industry.
Well, there's a macro level to that and a micro level to that. So on the macro level, yes, there's more creative thinking going on in the profession these days. Accountants realize that they can really be great, trusted, really embrace the trusted advisor role. But it depends on the firm. It depends on their culture. It depends on the people they have in their firm and their internal training and development around, again, being critical problem solvers and creative problem solvers to help clients solve the issues that they're facing. But your clients will pay you dearly if you can come to the table and bring good solutions to them.
So there you have five great answers to the question, are business owners any closer to receiving proactive advice from accountants? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area for proactive advice from accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question with more thoughts from the best accounting influencers and leaders we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.